Good morning. This is Lou Ann Schindler from the Summerland Advocate Messenger with the news from Ewing. First, I would like to thank Norma Napier for her years of service bringing Ewing news to area listeners. I feel like I have some really big shoes to fill, and I hope I don't disappoint. For those who haven't heard yet, Norma retired from reporting duties December 31st. I would also like to thank KBRX for welcoming me, as well as the Advocate Messenger, as I share news from Ewing every Monday. Let's dig in. During the consolation game of the Summerland Holiday Tournament, North Central downed the Bobcats 55-47. Wyatt Wagner led Summerland with 11 points, while Gage Clifton and Mason Hoke scored 9 apiece. Connor Napier pulled down 8 rebounds. The Lady Bobcats finished second in the annual holiday tournament, which was held December 27th and 31st in Clearwater. CWC defeated the home team by a dozen, 55-43. Last week was another busy week for Bobcat Athletics. On Tuesday, the Lady Cats defeated Plainview 60-25, while those Pirates from Plainview stole the game from the Bobcat boys, 46-45. On Thursday, the basketball teams traveled to Bassett to face North Central. The Lady Bobcats lost 47-42, while the boys' team dropped a 51-44 contest. And then on Friday, both boys' and girls' teams traveled to West Holt, where the Lady Cats downed the Lady Huskies 61-49, and the boys lost another close game, 59-46. Summerland wrestlers competed in the Elkhorn Valley Triangular Thursday, downing Madison before dropping a close contest with the host school. Saturday, the wrestlers ventured to Wisner-Pilger, where they finished fourth in team standings. History was made as James Kester became the first Summerland wrestler to win an individual title. Congratulations, James. Mark the calendar for January 14th. That's tomorrow if you haven't looked yet. And plan to donate to a good cause. A blood drive is scheduled from noon to 6 p.m. at the Ewing United Methodist Presbyterian Church. For an appointment, contact Elaine Stahlbaum at 402-860-3385. Or visit the website at redcrossblood.org. Take a break from winter and warm up with a bowl of soup at the Ewing United Methodist Presbyterian Church, Sunday, January 19th. Chicken noodle soup and chili, along with sandwiches and desserts, will be served for a free will donation between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. If you're interested in learning about beekeeping, here's your chance at a free workshop hosted by the Center for Rural Affairs. Explore Beekeeping is scheduled from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday, January 23rd at the Holt County Economic Development Office in O'Neill. It's part of a training sponsored by the CFRA and University of Nebraska in Lincoln. If you're interested, RSVP by emailing Christy Peterson at Christy, and that is K-R-I-S-T-I at growholt.com. Today, members of the Ewing Choir are attending the Boone Central Choral Clinic. Summerland Junior High girls and boys basketball teams will play Niobrara Verdigris at 3 p.m. in Orchard. Ewing Village Board of Education will meet in regular session this evening at 6 p.m. at the school library, and the Ewing Village Board of Trustees will meet this evening at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall. If you attend Tuesday's Summerland basketball games in Ewing, you're in for a treat as the Tumble team will perform at halftime. The Bobcats face Creighton with JV girls playing at 3:45, JV boys starting at 4:45, varsity girls tip off at 6:15, followed by the varsity boys. On Thursday, Summerland athletes will honor their parents during Parent Night festivities. Summerland will be playing St. Mary's with games scheduled for 4, 4:45, 6:15, and 8. That day, the Summerland Junior High teams will face EPPJ in Orchard with 4 and 5:30 p.m. games. And the wrestling team travels to Creighton. Actually, I think they go to Norfolk Catholic for a 6:30 p.m. triangular with Norfolk Catholic and Creighton. Then on Friday, the wrestlers compete in the West Holt Invite with competition starting at 2 o'clock. And the Summerlin Roundballers travel to Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family for a marathon evening of games with tip-offs planned for 4, 5, 6, 15, and 8. The speech season begins Saturday, and Ewing Speech Leets will participate in the Clearwater Orchard Invite in Orchard at 8 a.m. The wrestlers have another day of wrestling as they will compete in the Battle Creek Invite, and that starts at 9 a.m. And finally, the junior high basketball teams will meet Osmond for 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 games in Osmond. One last reminder, Ewing students can sleep in next Monday, January 20th, as teachers will be attending a day-long in-service. If you have news to share, you can email that to me at lschindler@summerlandadvocate.com or feel free to give me a call at 402-851-0054. Reporting for Ewing and KBRX, this is Lou Ann Schindler with the Summerlin Advocate Messenger.